Good morning. We continue with our study of Nach Yomi as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chilmechel Areini, Kabaros Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in the shul sponsor in our shul, and our shul learning this week is sponsored Lulei Nishmas, the great late great Mrs. Shelley Feit Alei Shalom. We are in Sefer Yonah, and today we will complete Sefer Yonah as we take up the fourth perek. And of course, Yonah saw that the city of Nineveh was not destroyed. Vayera el Yonah ra'a gedola vayichalo. So Yonah was really upset, and he was very upset over the fact that Nineveh was let go. And according to the Abar Benel and the Malbim, he got really, really depressed. Vayispalel al Hashem vayomar, so he davened to Hashem and he said, Ana Hashem, halo zed devari asher heyosi al admasi, alken kidamti levarach tarshisha. This is the thing I said to you, and that's why I ran to Tarshish, ki adati ki atok kel chanun barachum erech apayim barav chesed v'nicham al ara'a. I know that you are that kind of God who would show this tremendous amount of compassion. V'ato Hashem, so he says, therefore Hashem, Kach no es nafshi mimeni. I'd rather you take my soul from me. I'd rather die. Ki tovli mosi mechayai. I would rather die than be alive. I don't want to see my people's destruction, says the Radak, which I help bring about, says the Malbim, by going ahead and saving the other people, the people of Nineveh, allowing the Kitrug, the challenge over here to stay. So Vayomer Hashem ha'itiv charolach. Hashem said, does it really upset you that much? So Yonah left the city, and he sat outside of the east side of the city. And he sat, and he made a sukkah for himself. And he sat under it in the shade. He wanted to see what is going to happen in the city, right? He wanted to see whether the people of Nineveh would go back to their evil ways. He knew that the destruction was destroyed. He still expected some degree of punishment, says the Malbim, to come into play over here. Vayiman Hashem Elokim Kikayon. So Hashem then summons a Kikayon, this big type of, Rabbi Yaakov Elman calls it a castor oil plant, right? A Rhinicus communis, right? Or a gourd, as we like to say it, right? Vayal Me'al Yonah. So he brings it over Yonah's head to be a shade for him, to save him from and alleviate his suffering. Yonah's skin became overly sensitive to the sun's rays as a result of being in a fish for a long period in time. And his clothes rotted when he was inside the fish, so he had no way of protecting his skin from the sun. And so Yonah was very happy about having this situation. He needed that shade. He was able to take pleasure in the miracle that just provided him a release from his tzara. According to the Malbim, though, he was also upset. He also came to realize that if there was supposed to be a kikayon, a miraculous growth, that seems to suggest that he was doing the right thing and that Hashem was supporting him. Vayimana Elokim tolas ba'alos ha'shachar l'macharas. So when the sun rose, Hashem brought, at the break of dawn, Hashem brought a worm and it attacked the kikayon. Right? He attacks the kikayon and it dried out. And so when the sun came up, Hashem took out at the sunrise a deafening east wind. In other words, it was a very strong wind in the plowing season, and Vatach Hashemesh al Rosh Yonah, and then the sun beat down on Yonah's head, Vayisalaf, and he fainted. He felt he was really very uncomfortable. Vayishalas Nashalamos, so he asked God, kill me, right? When he saw that this situation, he said, I just would rather die in this situation. Vayomer told Mosi Mechayai, and again he says that my death is better than my life. Death at least doesn't require me to be around to see the destruction. Right? Are you this upset over a plant? Right? It's trivial, says the Malbim. So Yonah answers, are you kidding? I'm so upset I could die. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, Vayomer Hashem, Ata chastal, ki kayon asher lo amalto bavo lo gidalto, shebin lay lahaya bin lay la'abad. Right? You had nothing to do with this growth. You were so concerned about the kikayon, you didn't work over it, you didn't grow it, you didn't water it. It came one day, it provided shade for you, and then the next day it was gone. So I shouldn't be concerned about the city of Nineveh, as more than 120,000 people don't know their right hand from their left hand. In other words, there are children who don't know the difference, and adults who are that foolish. They just don't know the difference, and they believe between believing in Hashem and believing in all sorts of other stuff. Ubehema Rabba. And Rashi says that could refer to animals, to people who behave like animals. They don't recognize where they get their things from. You have a responsibility, Ona, to understand where I come from and why you think it's so simple, but the life is not as simple as it looks. This is the completion of Sefer Yonah, Be'ezus Hashem, over Shabbos. We'll start Sefer Micha. Everyone have a wonderful day and a terrific Shabbos.